The next U.S. census isn't until 2020, but already there's controversy over a plan to ask all U.S. households about their citizenship status. A question critics say puts an uncomfortable spotlight on immigrants who are not citizens. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre has more out of Hartford.
Like many of the people at this cultural event last week, Bernie Michael originally came from somewhere else, in his case, Ohio. But for over two decades now, Michael's lived in Asylum Hill, a Hartford neighborhood that's become a resettling area for immigrants and refugees. So many that a group of neighbors formed a welcoming committee to make them feel more at home.
So it's become kind of a part of the culture. It's no surprise to see people, you know, from all different places coming together.
The last U.S. Census in 2010 showed Asylum Hill as a microcosm of racial diversity. In more recent years, Michael says he's noticed newcomers from the Congo, Iraq, Syria, Thailand, and Nepal.
It started, I think, with the Somalis just about 10 or 11 years ago.
While the welcoming committee steers clear of asking neighbors about their citizenship, the 2020 census is planning to ask that question, and that has stirred mixed reactions across the country and in communities like Hartford. The census is designed as a count of every living person in the U.S., with massive implications for funding and representation in Congress. For 2020, the government says it also wants to know the number of U.S. citizens so it can enforce the Voter Rights Act. But Lynn Williamson isn't buying it. She often works with immigrants as a cultural arts director at the Connecticut Historical Society. She thinks that adding the question could intimidate non-citizens into skipping the census.
I was afraid, and we've heard people's comments about it, that it might worry some people about actually filling that out, and they might not want to. And then we're not going to get an accurate count of who's living here. You know, I have a concern that it might be a subtle way to target people or pinpoint people.
The Census Bureau says the data it collects is used for statistical purposes and not to identify individual people. But even among immigrants with green cards, Williamson says there can be a mistrust of government forms and fear of having their legal status taken away. Last Thursday, she and the Asylum Hill Welcoming Committee put on a showcase event on the resilience of refugees.
I think we should be as open-hearted as we can be, because to me, that's what America is.
George Anon Kingsley, the MC of the event, is an artist from the Ivory Coast in West Africa. He came to Hartford under political asylum in 2013.
Well, I was speaking too much politics and I needed to get out.
Anon Kingsley takes issue with immigrants who lose touch with their culture once they get to the U.S. But as for the citizenship question, that doesn't bother him. He believes a country has the right to know the legal status of its residents.
This is my way of living. You need to have paper before going to somebody's country. And when your time is up, you just go, get out of there. You know, so for me, putting where I'm coming from on the paper, it doesn't matter for me.
Another Asylum Hill resident, Saku So, says telling the Census Bureau that she's a citizen would be a proud moment for her. She's of Karen heritage and came to Hartford 10 years ago from a refugee camp in Thailand. So says she became a U.S. citizen and is now in college studying nursing.
This is my country. So I feel like U.S. is my country.
But the way Adam Romo sees it, the question adds another layer of angst for immigrants. He runs the Mariachi Academy of New England and says many of his students come from Mexican families who have fled or been deported under the Trump administration.
We had some families taken apart early on when this started happening, when Trump was elected. There was a father that was deported in Bridgeport. Our Bridgeport campus got hit the worst. We lost at least three or four families. So there's a lot of worry out there already.
Nationally and in Connecticut, about 7% of residents are not U.S. citizens. That's according to estimates from a much smaller sample that the Census Bureau conducts every year. The last time the Bureau asked about citizenship on its decennial survey that goes out to every household was 1950. Now, whether or not the census reinstates the question could be decided by the courts. A multi-state coalition that includes Connecticut announced Tuesday that it's suing the federal government to block the question from the 2020 census. For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Vanessa De La Torre.